With the holiday season upon us, WFPL's Erin Keene stops by for her picks on what to do this weekend.
Okay, so Erin's our arts and humanities reporter from WFPL. Hi, Erin.
Hi, Dan.
So what's coming up this weekend? What should we go to? I know it's the holiday season, so I'm sure there's at least a nutcracker that we should see.
At least a nutcracker or two, yes. It's the holiday season, and the big marquee holiday shows are opening this week. So if you are a regular never-miss-a-year patron for the Christmas Carol, for A Christmas Carol at Actors Theatre of Louisville, then you're in luck. Thursday night is opening night.
Oh, okay.
And so this is the 37th year that Actors has done A Christmas Carol. So it's not your imagination. If you feel like you've been going to it your whole life, maybe you have. It's Bill McNulty's 11th year playing Scrooge.
Okay.
He's played other roles in the past. We have some returning cast members. That's David Ryan Smith as the Ghost of Christmas Present. He has this great bombastic sort of presence on stage that's been really wonderful in the last few productions that I've seen. And then Lindsay Noel Whiting as the Ghost of Christmas Past. She's the one who comes down on the aerial silks and does all these sort of great like circus work as she performs her role. So a little similar to the last couple of productions that you might have seen, but probably with some differences this year. I'll see it Thursday night and let you guys know. Live music, the Christmas carols, all of that is still included.
Very good. Yeah. And live mutton chops, too. I think they actually grow the facial hair for the mutton chops.
Yeah, there's probably some sort of backstage bet about who can grow the most flamboyant, Victorian, early Victorian, you know, period mustache.
Well, it's
finery.
Hip these days, so, you know,
right.
It's fine. Well, there will probably be no mutton chops at the Nutcracker, but that is also coming up this weekend?
Yes. Opens on the 8th and in Whitney Hall. And this is Val Canaparoli's choreography, the Brown Forman Nutcracker that the Louisville Ballet debuted in 2009. So same production as the last few years. Of course, you'll see different dancers in different roles. So that keeps it kind of fun. And also you'll see different dancers playing different roles depending on when you go. So Bruce Simpson, the artistic director, suggests that if you have a company member or two that you're particularly fond of, you might ring up the box office and find out which dates they're playing, dancing which roles, and make your plans accordingly.
Oh, well, and also this year, though, we have a live band in the pit, right?
Yes.
That's great.
The Louisville Orchestra is back for two of the 3 weeks performances. They will not be playing December 21st through 23rd.
Okay.
That the ballet will be dancing to recorded music. But the first 2 weekends, yes, Brown Forman Foundation came through with a grant to help make that possible this year.
That's fantastic. If you want to do something that's more unusual,
yes,
should you do?
Well, we have a few options outside of the big traditional holiday shows. The first night of Hanukkah is Saturday, and there's at the Bardstown, which is on Bardstown Road, there's a production called Hanukkah Happens, CH Happens. and this is not only there'll be lighting of the menorah and there'll be cantors there, but also storytelling, stand-up comedy, a poetry reading by Michael Jackman. So this is really fun and interesting, I think, because it's taking a sort of a very fun kind of multi-genre Hanukkah celebration out of the synagogue and into the bar, just like any other secular Christmas programming would be.
Now, if you want a real alternative, and I mean really alternative, I hear there's this thing, and I'll let you say the name because I don't really want to, but...
Okay, so Pandora Productions, when they do a holiday show, they usually write their own show. And so a member of the company has written Velma and Louise's Holiday Balls, which is about a couple of, their words, spinsters from Shively, Velma and Louise, who are played by men, by the way, who put on an annual cable access show Christmas special, and they usually film out of their house, but there's been a little flood, they can't, so they ask their nephew Nick if they can film their holiday spectacular at his nightclub instead. And what they don't know is that Nick's club is a gay bar and that they are going to end up mixing their sort of, you know, conservative ladies in holiday sweaters celebration show with the gay bar's annual holiday celebration as well. So there's drag queens, there's oblivious little old ladies from Shively. And in the end, everybody learns a big message about Christmas.
Of course.
Holiday lessons are learned.
There has to be a moral to this story, right?
Absolutely. That's kind of the hallmark of the holiday show.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. A lot of good things happening this weekend. Aaron Keene from WFPL letting us know what's going on this weekend. Thanks, Aaron.
Oh, thank you.